Sines. Sines against Cuthrell. This could be a good matchup. Over to the right wing to Hunter Bone. Down the baseline, reverses, comes up to the right wing to Dominic Gardhead.
Okay, Cass City's playing a diamond or a box and one. The one is on Sines.
Hunter Bone with the three, no good. Rebound at Cass City. Kyle Ross back to Cuthrell. Resets the offense, calling the orders. Over the right wing, two back to Ross. Up to Cuthrell to left wing this time to Stern. Stern passes it to left elbow to Erla. Pulls up with a jump shot. This one's good for 2 points.
Wasn't that a pretty shot?
Cass City is on the board. 2-1, they lead USA. 5:50 left in the first. Hunter Bone over to Dominic Gardhead. Dribbles once to Wesolowski. Michael Kemp in attendance tonight in street clothes. No cast is what we can see. Aaron Sines for three. Ooh. In the right corner. He nails it. It's USA 4, Cass City 2. Sawyer Cuthrell to Kyle Ross. Goes down the baseline. Nothing there. Has to kick it out to Jack Stern. Back up to Cuthrell for three. No. Rebound still loose and brought in by Dominic Gardhead. 4-2, USA leading. Harrison Kramer, Wesolowski misses the bunny from the right block. Rebound Cass City. Left wing down to Shank, out to Kyle Ross for three. Right wing, no. High rebound, rebounded in, brought in by Shank, and tries to feed over to Kyle Ross. Loose ball and out of bounds, USA. Substitution for Cass City is number 13. Parker Hare replaces Kyle Ross. USA leading 4-2. USA in their road blue uniforms, white and red stripes down the sides, red lettering, white outline and numbers. Cass City in their home white uniforms, maroon stripes, horizontal and vertical. Hunter Bone goes down the baseline. Shot is no good. Rebound Mason Erla. Sawyer Cuthrell to Parker Hare, over to the right wing, to Stern, trying to feed it into Shank. It's heavily contested, out of bounds, USA ball, or USA last touched it, and it will be Cass City ball. Mason Earl inbounding it for the Redhawks. And it's Sawyer Cuthrell in the corner for three, off the mark, rebound tipped by Mason Earl, and out of bounds. They're going to say they're going to have a whistle and an over-the-back call against number 23, Logan Shank. And that will be
two on him.
I have him as, you know, that is two fouls on him. And the second team foul for Cass City. USA still leading 4-2. We haven't had a basket here in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's important because Logan Shank is anchoring down not only the defense, but also on the offense. He's the post.
Dominic Gardhead with the 16-footer nails it from the free throw line. He has two. It's USA by four, 6-2, 3:58 left in the first. Jack Stern tries to feed him to Shank. This one goes off the backboard, touched by Sines, out of bounds. Cass City ball, left side of your radio.
I think Sines came down a little bit awkward. He was hobbling a little bit, but he shook it off, and he's ready to play.
Parker Hare and Sawyer Cuthrell resets the offense, dribbles to the top of the key, nearly at midcourt. Over to the right wing to Hare, being guarded by Gardhead. In the corner to Cuthrell, into Erla. Spins, jump shot is up. He is fouled, goes to the line for two shots. Nice play from Mason Erla from Sawyer Cuthrell. Fouls on number 32, Isaiah Williamson, his first, USA's team's first foul.
Going to be important as far as Isaiah Williamson is concerned in the USA team. There's not, losing Mike Kemp. That's five less fouls to work with.
And a short bench to boot. First free throw from Erla is good. He has 3 points. All 3 points for Cass City. Shank sits down. Kyle Ross is back in. Erla at the free throw line for his second shot. This one's good, too.
That's a really nice form out of Erla.
As a junior, is coming along well. Was moved up as a sophomore last year, as well as Sawyer Cuthrell. Quite the tandem on the football field as well. to the left wing, Hunter Bone down to Williamson, left block against Erla. Over to Weselowski, kicks it out to Hunter Bone in the right corner for three. He got it.
That was a rainbow maker.
Hunter Bone with three. It is now USA by five, 9-4. Mason Erla goes down to the right block, and this one's in for 2 points. He's putting the rest of the team on his back. It's 9-6, USA by three only. Williamson to Guardian, left block, or left the elbow, excuse me, Hunter Bone for another three. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Kyle Ross. Cuthrell across the timeline, right to left across your radio. At the right wing, extended, down to the right corner, Erla for the 17-footer. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Jack Stern. Keeps possession alive. Parker Hare dribbling, now is Cuthrell of the left wing. Back to Hare for three, right wing. He nails it. We're tied at nine, and we have a whistle. And looks like, yep, just quick official timeout, and here we go. 9-9, tied. Thanks to Parker Hare's three. Mason Earl with her other six. Aaron Sines, left wing. To Dominic Guardian, top of the key. Hunter Bone feeds it into Weselowski, right block out to Hunter Bone again. Guardian top of the key. Gets a screen from Williamson at the free throw line. Down to Weselowski, left block extended. Jump shot on the baseline is no good. Rebound, Jack Stern. Cass City playing some good team ball. Cuthrell in transition, misses the layup. Rebound still loose. Kyle Ross ends up with it. Over to Erla, and he gets the layup to go from the right side. Erla with 8 points. Cass City leading by one. Or excuse me, by one basket, 11-9. Weselowski, two signs, left wing. Skip pass to the right wing. Down to the right block to Williamson for the jump shot. He hits that one. Williamson with 3 points. We're tied at 11. Cassidy tries to bring it up. This one goes out of bounds.
With 1:11 in the first quarter, it's 11-11. Play that number.
I'm not going to say that 10 times fast. It's almost as I saw on Facebook the other day. The whole clan of the Shelkies took a selfie. Say that 10 times fast. 1:05 left in the first. 11-11, Cass City and USA all knotted up. Harrison Kramer checks in. He takes the jump shot just inside the three, and Jack Stern swats it out of bounds. USA ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio.
Right now, Sawyer Cuthrell is guarding Aaron Sines, and they're having a personal battle. It is really kind of interesting to watch.
harrison Kramer inbounding it for USA into the corner to Sines. Pulls up for three, winning upon the retrieval, and he hits his second three of the night.
That was the only way that Aaron Sines could get open, was a zone out of bounds underneath their own basket. I think Cass City wishes they would have went ahead and put the box and went on the out-of-bounds play.
14-11 USA. Here's a three from number four, Kyle Ross. And it bounces about three times off that hoop. And in for a three, we're back tied at 14. So Manny Oakley, anything you can do, I can do just the same.
Well, I'd like to see him make that shot again.
Brennan Allman now to the game as well. Into the right corner, back out to Aaron Sines, right wing. Dominic Guardian passes over to Harrison Kramer, down to Allman. And we have a disco night here from the Bad Axe as it's a USA travel. First turnover for the Patriots on the night. Good Cass City student section turnout. USA just as strong numbers. Sawyer Cuthrell right wing into the corner to Kyle Ross. Dribbles down the baseline. We have a whistle before the shot. And it's going to be a block call against. Block call against USA's. That's their second team foul and the first against Aaron Sines. Feeds it right into Mason Early. The jump shot off the backboard is no good. Rebound USA, and we have reached the end of the first quarter with a score just how we started, all tied up at 14 apiece on the WLEW Sports Network. On to the second quarter next.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large